We are calling on Pope Francis to use his power and influence to call on directly President Tshisekedi and President Kiir of Sudan to end impunity for serious crimes which have been committed for decades in the DRC and for several years now in South Sudan. As accountability and justice are essential to ending the cycles of conflict.
Your statement points out that both the DRC and South Sudan are struggling with transitional justice and impunity for war crimes and rights abuses. What do you hope the Pope can achieve if he delivers this message?
Well, there is clearly a lack of political will in both countries. In the DRC, President Tshisekedi has several times indicated that he wants to address impunity, but in fact, he has done little in terms of implementing justice and accountability for serious crimes. You know, the effort that has been made so far are too slow and insufficient. Considering the scale and the urgency of the situation, you know, as we speak, there is an ongoing conflict in Eastern DRC and in even in the West, and impunity is a major driver of those conflicts. In South Sudan, since 2018, there has been an agreement to establish a hybrid court with support by the African Union, but due to lack of political will, once again, the establishment of this court for South Sudan has been delayed, and victims are still waiting for justice, which is overdue. So we are calling on the Pope to really touch on this issue and demand or urge these authorities to take concrete measures and urgent measures to make sure that ending impunity is really, really a priority, a top priority.
These two countries, like you mentioned, are troubled by conflict. And the Pope is visiting to urge peace, forgiveness, turning a new leaf, etc. And you know, the issue of justice is a thorny one, as it might implicate some of these very leaders he's meeting with and he's addressing. How would such a message be received?
If there is one person who can speak truth to the power, to the leaders, it's the Pope. And no matter what their own responsibility might be, there has to be justice, because what we are talking about goes beyond these individuals. It's about millions of people who have been affected, either killed or forcibly displaced, or as we speak, dying of hunger and diseases because of conflict. That's why we think, you know, the moral authority of the Pope can make a real difference, because he can speak to these leaders right straightforward, and he can also rely maybe a wider international support towards to this end.